to Delhi. Very, very good morning, you Delhi mob. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from Brisbane, Beamer office, NERS office, National News Radio Service, doing National Talk Black, and a big shout out to you all. Hope you're well. Was here for the launch of the Queensland First Nation Media organisation. Fantastic. So it's great to see you. We'll have a yarn with Joy Lawton, the CEO of Beamer, and talk about that fantastic space. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dan Rennie, come to join me in the studio, station manager. Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge all the traditional owners of the land where we broadcast here today, here in Brisbane, and to all our beautiful and the traditional owners of this deadly country of ours across this nation. Big shout out to Mob and also our First Nation radio stations, and coming live with National Talk Black here at the Beam office. And here we have the deadly man himself, DR Dan Rennie. Very good morning, my brother. And how you going, brother?
Yeah, Trinity Trev. I'm good, my brother. It's a pleasure to be on your program. I feel like I'm sort of a semi-regular.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. We joined at the hips, my brother.
Yeah, but no, it's good to have you here on Meanjin, on Murray Country. And, I also like to acknowledge the traditional owners and pay my respects to elders past and present right around the country. And as I say, lovely to be on your show, brother.
Yeah, too, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so my ancestors are Larrakia tribe from Darwin. Also have connections through family through Wyndham and Broome. A bit of a spread there across West Australia and the territory.
Yeah,
and,
too deadly. Beautiful, brother. And for my mob, one year gung leader, dad's side, the Dumiji, Mornington Island, Burketown Way, big shout out my mob there. And my mother's side, with me in spirit, my beautiful mother, Darnley Island Arab. So there's the best of both worlds. And look, fantastic to be steering this deadly ship, National Talk Black, here at NERS, National News Radio Service, and at the Beamer Building Office, Beamer, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Dan Rennie, so how long, you're the station manager here, how long you've been holding that that job there, brother?
For a number of years now, several years, I suppose. Previous station manager, general manager, the late, great Tiger.
With us in spirit, Deadly Brother.
He's with us in spirit.
Deadly's presence.
Yeah. And not a day goes by that I don't look at the surrounds here in the building. And I always tell the young ones, too, this place didn't just appear.
Exactly.
A lot of blood, sweat, hard work, tears, fighting. Was instrumental in the formation not only of 4AAA, but of the National Indigenous Radio Service and various other things around the place. Mm. Murray School, for an example.
Yes.
But in particular, this amazing facility that we have here, which is becoming a real hub for mob, creative mob. We've got NITV based here, the National Indigenous Radio Service, along with 98.9 FM and various other enterprises that utilise the facilities here, which makes me really, really proud, because I know that was the vision very early on.
Exactly, brother. And also we're talking about the future, and here's a vehicle that can drive our mob in the future and get our young brothers and sisters who look at media as a career path. So this becomes a hub for that. You mentioned AAA training, and there it is, front and centre, bro.
Yeah, AAA training's, again, been a huge partner and a big part of the vision of bringing through the next generation of broadcasters. 90% of our on-air talent have come through our training centre.
Yes.
So they learn, they learn the technical aspects. They learn all the, the things that would be taught in a private audio engineering college. But they also learn the cultural and significant purpose, I suppose, of why we're here, who we serve. We serve the community, we serve our people, but we're also here for the greater population as well, to educate them, to let them know. And a lot of the times these young people come through with open ears, open eyes. Their binungs are ready to be receiving this information, and it's the same with the mainstream population. I think you'll find that there's a great percentage of mainstream people who don't know the true history of this country, and when they're taught, their eyes are open, their hearts are open as well.
Exactly. And look, the song that comes to mind, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And that's what we're talking about, setting the foundation for, if not employment pathway, but career pathways for a young one to step into media and black media at that. And you mentioned the powerful word and culture. And that's part of the training or the foundation of their career path. As in black media, we are live in the 21st century, bro.
Yeah, we are. We certainly are. And, you know, we've seen that media report come out, diversity in media.
Yes.
Which is damning. You know, it's not a true reflection of the population of this country. You know, we're not all middle-aged white men or young women. You can count on probably one hand the amount of black faces on television, you know. Brooke Boney, Brother Michael Rennie there. There's a couple of others there, but if you're taking into account the diversity in this country, multicultural, but also the recognition of our First People, mainstream media is not a reflection of this country. You know, it's actually alarming.
Exactly.
We need more diversity in the media. We need young people to see black faces or hear black voices and read black stories.
Exactly.
It's all important.
And look, we're lucky enough, both of us, to be at the Queensland Parliament House there last night regarding the launch of the Alliance of the First Nation Coalition Black Media. Look, I'll have a yarn later on with Jai Lawton, who's one of the directors of that fantastic launch there last night. But that was great to see some good people in the room there last night. When you look at the MPs and regarding Leanne Enoch and Cynthia Louie and of course had Mr. Crawford there delivering the launch. But you have the likes of Shane Duffy, who's from
your Atsel. Countryman there,
yeah,
brother.
Countryman there, brother man, yeah. Borrowed 20 off him last night, and also caught up with then having the likes of Neil Wilmot there, who's now with housing after leaving Quake for 3 years. So different industry, but head of industries, but at that table to support this fantastic vehicle going forward, brother.
Yeah, and another name I'll mention there is Jodie Curry, you know, who's been instrumental in the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health. We've seen that the model works for essential services like health. We are putting forward, and we will continue to put forward, that black media is just as important, is just as essential as some of these other models that we, housing, health, as I mentioned there.
Legal.
All of these things, you know, we're all as essential as one another. We all play a different part in getting messages or helping our mob. So that's the key takeaway is
sure.
Black media is essential and it's just as important as these other separate entities.
But the togetherness as well, the support from the other people, as we mentioned, from their different hats that they wear, from their industry, to be at that launch, showing that support. And because also those fantastic industries as such come to black media to put their word out, to educate and keep our mob informed of what's happening in that space as well.
Yeah, it all works hand in hand, Trev. It's all well and good to have a service for housing, but if nobody knows about it, you know, and likewise with health, you know, it's all well and good to have these health clinics and these services, the 715s, but if mob aren't hearing, you know, the importance about going to see them and they're not hearing it from blackfellas themselves, is the model really working?
Fantastic, brother. And so, look, it's a beautiful conversation about what happened last night. Brand, great to be talking to you, Dan, about the hat you wear as the BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association Station Manager. As I've been here a while enjoying that journey. We've got some good young people coming through the ranks, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen our people come through the training centre and go on to other careers or bigger and better things.
You don't have to stay in this house.
No, not at all. And it's not, we want people to get their training and their grounding here and go off and explore. You know, Steve Mungandai, for an example, down there with NITV, and I mentioned my brother Michael there, my older brother there, is on the television doing ABC News Breakfast,
that's
you know.
Right, yes.
So Rihanna Patrick, another one, very successful woman who's had a 20-year career at the ABC. So we want to see our mob go off and explore and filter into the mainstream. You know,
well, exactly.
We want our black faces on television. We want our black journalists writing for mainstream publications, and we want it to be normalised.
Yes.
We don't want to be...
They are journos. They just happen to be black.
Yeah. We don't want to be the token black guy any longer.
No, that's right. Exactly, brother. Beautiful. All right, brother. So we've got the NRL Magic happening this weekend in Brisbane. Who's your team, brother? Who you follow?
Oh, the Brisbane Broncos.
Brisbane Broncos, of course. They're listening. That's right.
Yeah, where are we? We're here.
Thank you. I just saw a couple of Rabbitoh shirts walking around. And
you'd be surprised. There's a very mixed bag here, in particular in this here office. You know, Jai's a out-and-out Cowboys man from up there, Rocky Bidra country. We've got Elijah Blair, who's a Rabbitoh. Through and through, he bleeds green and red, and there's a few here for the Broncos as well. But look, hasn't been the greatest couple of years for Brisbane. It's been lean pickings, but all clubs go through these periods, Trev. We know. Yeah. We see you can't keep all the talent all the time. There's got to be lean periods where you're going to drop a few. But I think Brisbane are on the upswing now. Mm. But it's going to be a great weekend of rugby league. I know there's mob coming from everywhere.
Sure.
They'll all be wearing the Deadly Choices shirts or the Indigenous designs.
Representing, yes.
As all mob
their
do
team
when we
and
come
their
together.
Culture.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
It's a pride thing. You're proud of where you come from. You're proud to wear your team's colours, but also, the cultural aspect as well of saying, this is who I am, this is where I come from, this is who I support. And, you're going to recognise.
That's right, brother. And big shout out to Deadly Choices, you did mention. Deadly Choices do a fantastic job. And it's about a message out there to, not only our young ones, to every person out there. They wake up in the morning, life is choices, and the choices you make in regarding, am I going to go to work today? Am I going to go to college today? Am I going to be good to my other half? I mean, it's all about the right choices and then creates that foundation for their life.
Well, it comes back again to that thing about having, prominent, successful role models in our community to say, you don't have to go down this path.
Yeah.
You can come and you can be a journalist on the ABC, or you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a whatever you want to be if you set your mind to it. And if you've got role models like that you can look up to, it's a beautiful thing for our young people to have aspirations, but to be able to look up to, those who've come before to say, I don't have to go down the path of crime, or I don't have to go down the path of non-employment.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, as they say, choices, daily choices, it's about making choice. They say if the happiness and success is just a decision away. So we just need to make the right choices. And with what's happening in your life now, if it is wrong or if you haven't gone through a hard time, that's not there forever. 3 months later, you won't be looking back at where you were sitting, whatever,
That's right.
And we need to move on from that, my brother. Look, a deep conversation there. Thank you, Dan Rennie, and always great to catch up with you, my brother.
Trinity Trav, the Murray from the Curry.
There you go.
It's a pleasure. quickly, before I go, do you have a tip for us, brother, a hot tip for the rugby league this weekend?
Well, here we go. We've got Tigers and Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah.
I think Newcastle will come up and will stand up.
Okay.
Because I think Ponga's on fire.
He's out, brother.
He's out.
He's been ruled out.
Is that right? Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of talent.
Movement going on.
A lot of talent on the pine, but I reckon the West Tigers might.
Well, Tigers might step up.
Yeah.
And what about our Brisbane brother?
Tipping with my head, I say Seagulls, Tom Turbo. What a
you reckon they'll do Broncos, yeah?
I'm tipping with my heart, though, I say Brisbane.
Yeah, sure,
so I'll just got to sit right there on the fence.
Yeah. There you go. And
what do you think?
You reckon, yeah.
Manly
get up, yeah. Broncos had that loss against Cowboys. That wasn't a deadly game.
It was a deadly game. We always
have play to the end of the wire, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But I will say this. If the Broncos hold the ball, they win that game.
Sure. So. Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, Manly. You heard it from Dan Rennie. That's his tip. So, hey, say gamble responsibly. That's what it's all about. But a good chatting to you, my brother.
Brother.
You take care. We'll yarn soon, my brother.
Trendy Trev, it's a pleasure. And love your show. Love what you do. And shout out to all the mob up there in BBM.
Fantastic. Thanks, brother. There is beautiful yarn there, Dan Rennie. And yarning up strong there. The lad can talk. I was breathing for him, mate, to tell him, brother, hey, I'm the host, Gus. Where you going? But it's all good here. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity, Trevor and Mike here, and coming here live from the NERS office, National Digital Radio Service, here at the Beamer Building, Brisbane Digital Media Association. And look, great to be catching up here with this mob here and yarning up strong here on this daily program. Fantastic. And we're going across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Go to some daily track here. Here's Black Boy. We'll come back and have a yarn very soon. I'm going to catch up with Joy Lawton, CEO of Beamer, and talk about this fantastic launch of First Nation Coalition Black Media. Too deadly. To your daily mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity, Trevor and Mike here, Murray from the Curry, coming live here from the NERS office, yes, head office, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the Daily Black Network of radio stations around this daily country of ours. And NERS is the fantastic organization that clicks the button that takes us across the nation, hence the name, National Indigenous Radio Service. Murray, know what you're talking about, it's all good here. And I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Joy Lawton to come to join us. He's the CEO of Beamer and also talk about he's one of the directors of the Queensland First Nation Media Coalition, which was launched last night. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Braz.
Thank you for coming, brother. Before we start, Joy, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a Bidjara man from out central west Queensland there, but been down this way now for 15-odd years in Brisbane.
15-odd years. Well, that claim you as a local here then, bruh.
Just about. Brisbane Black.
Brisbane Black represent. Look, fantastic, brother. Let's talk about your role here with Beamer as CEO. How long you been in that role, bruh?
So I started at the launch of COVID, really. So the first week of March was the week I started here, and it was testing times for all of us, and especially coming into an organisation in that time. But it's good character building, and got my head around things a whole lot quicker than what I probably would have had to.
Well, exactly. The so-called pandemic fastened up your education, steering this ship forward into the future.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, it's good. And we've got a good, a really good team here, a really experienced team here, and I'm blessed to have that with, the likes of Tricia Collins, who's been here for 25 years, and Dan Rennie.
Yeah, Trish.
Yeah, she's the heart and soul of this place. And
Dan think he's the man. But
Dan think he's the man, but he's still, he's
second
still
fiddle.
Not up to, second fiddle to Auntie Tricia, that she wouldn't like me calling her that, but that's what
she is. For respect.
That's right.
Look, fantastic, my brother. And listen, let's also talk about this beautiful launch last night here at the Queensland Parliament, hence why I'm in town. Queensland First Nation Media Coalition, the launch was by the Member of Parliament there, Mr. Craig Crawford. Tell us about that fantastic launch and what it means for First Nation media in this state, brother.
Yeah, I think it's a big piece of work, and it's not something that we just come up with. It's something that's been building there for a long time. There's been, it builds on the learnings and the strengths from the previous body, which I know you had a lot to do with a little while ago, the Queensland First People's Media Alliance here in Queensland. And so, it's just sort of building on that premise that that we know we're stronger together, and we need a more integrated voice to government as well, to state government, so that we can get our needs heard and as we all know, we're underfunded, we're under-resourced, and we all experience those same issues, and now we can have a central point of contact, I suppose, to those ministers.
Sure, exactly. Look, it gives us a tiger with teeth, so to speak. Fighting for our mob. Well, actually, in fact, shouldn't use the word fighting. Government don't like that word. Advocate for our mob, moving forward. And you need that strong foundation, as you're saying, togetherness. And then we're representing all our First Nation media organisations in the state, And that's so very important, brother.
100%. And, we've got great representation from up in the Torres Strait and, up that far north Queensland there with Cairns and BBM and all over the state, out west of Mount Isa and Charleville, Cherbourg, Brisbane, Townsville, Cairns, Rockhampton, Mackay, so we've got great representation, just about every corner of the state, and really excited to get moving on it.
Sure, and it gives individual radio stations, if not the different areas, communities who want to be involved. There's a seat at the table, but come to the table with that open mind of being a team player and moving the whole organisation forward into the future.
That's right, and that's it, and that's the whole notion of this coalition. It's not about any individual person or any individual ego or any individual organisation. It's about where we need to head as a sector, and that's right, getting those foundations right. And that was part of the structure of what we had. We had a workshop there a few months ago to talk about, well, what is the structure that we need to make sure it's sustainable? And that structure is building on those learnings as well from that previous body. We need an incorporated entity.
Yes.
That's where we're taken seriously as an incorporated entity, and we got those building blocks set up right from the get-go. So that's what'll put us in good stead moving forward to be sustainable.
Well, exactly. And like I said, it's about being a strong voice for all black media in the state. And like I said, telling the government we're here and we're serious, just letting people know how important is black media to our mob.
It's absolutely critical. And that's the thing that people are starting to, we've always known it, but I think, there's a bit of a change in the tide, so to speak, with, there's all these, there's the national agenda, that is the closing the gap, and all these other different priorities and agendas, and they can be the best pieces of policies in the world and the best programs, but if the communication doesn't hit the ground, and not only the communication doesn't hit the ground, if the messages aren't understood, then the policy and the program becomes inadequate. So this is the role that black media plays in elevating our voices to the table to make sure that that we know what we do in this space. You know, I said last night, between the 10 organisations, we've got more than 250 years of operational experience in the media sector. It's what we do day in, day out. It's what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
So it's absolutely critical. It's absolutely central to the Close the Gap national agreement that they've come out. And so the emphasis and the premise of black media and elevating our voices, but not only elevating our voices, but translating those messages down on the ground is starting to get noticed in a big way. Mm.
And it also gives our mob an opportunity to have their say, using this vehicle to add to the conversation. So if something is happening in Parliament, yeah, well, I'm going to go on black radio to tell them how I feel, and that message will be heard because it goes across, you know.
Yeah, it's exactly. It is a platform, it's a vehicle, and yeah, and it's a powerful one. And so, yeah. No.
And then you look at our mob and how we operate in all industries and all facets of life on mainstream media. That isn't being spoken about, is it?
That's right. And that report released late last year, the Media Diversity Australia report, says all of that. You know, that that when Indigenous issues and Indigenous topics are talked about, you know, we're spoken on behalf of and about, and that's yeah, it's not the way to do things. We've seen, you know, certain law cases that have come out because they've done it inappropriately with certain mainstream media organisations. And that's a big wake-up call to all these mob to sit there and say, well, if you want to talk about Indigenous perspectives, then you need to have Indigenous people at the table. And that's what we've always done. So, absolutely, yes.
Exactly. And you can't be black on black. And that's why we need to lead the way in regard to media in this state. And if not this country, brother, and we all do a fantastic job in our little radio stations to where we are, you know, and coming together just, like I said, makes it more powerful, more strong for moving forward, brother.
Absolutely. And look forward to seeing the work that we can do. And you know, the buy-in's there, particularly from you look at the representation that was there last night, you know, the ministers, the MPs, the other dignitaries, the Director General, we had the Chairperson of First Nations Media Australia there. So there's this real, and as well as all the state coalition members as well, you know.
From other industries, I was talking to Dan, you know, when you look at the likes of Atzel, Brother Shane Duffy, Cousin Shane Duffy was there, and there was Neil Wimmer, who was with Quake and now with Housing. You know, the powerful, and health as well. You know, having those people at the table showing their support and where we're going, but how important media is to their organisation, to their industry as well.
Absolutely, and there was absolutely, you know, strength and solidarity there last night, and that's the thing that excites me, not only from, you know, like we say, there was all of that strength there, as well as the political strength and solidarity. There was people there that, you know, Sister Leanne Enoch and you know, Minister Crawford and all these other different people obviously understand the importance. And, yeah, the solidarity was empowering, really.
No, fantastic, brother. So, look, it looks like it's a great vehicle for moving forward, and we need to get it together, and with this vehicle we can do so. And as you mentioned, leaving egos at the door, we've got to be a holistic approach in driving this vehicle forward, and be strong with that delivery.
That's it. And we had all them tough yarns when we established this, you know, about what happens if we don't agree on an issue, you know, internally. Because if we don't get it right internally, then that's how these things fall apart, you know. So we had those really critical discussions early on, and that'll put us in real good stead. And, you know, we're all... Yeah, the buy-in is there from all of the members from around the state. And,
yes.
Yeah,
when you have those discussions, and like you said, you may disagree. Well, you've got to disagree to agree to disagree, whatever the case may be. And then that's why you have a vote, majority rules, whatever. If there's 10 people at the table, 6 will agree on it, 4 don't. Well, the 4 that don't, for this particular topic, subject, it's no. But the next topic, you may be on the other side. Yeah, and that's how you got to steer it through, you know.
That's right.
You can stress the fact that I disagree with this movement or this agenda, but I'm right to go and understand it, you know. And if you got that, like I said, the egos are at the door then, if you understand that, and the group movement, so to speak.
That's right. And it is. It's about the bigger picture. It's about where do we want to head as a sector. And what do we need to do to get there? And not one single person or not one single organisation is going to get there. It's the collective strength in numbers and collective strength in power and the collective strength in knowledge. So
And being launched at the Queensland Parliament there last night, and having Mr. Crawford MP do the launch, and that then gives it communication to government in Queensland that yes, we are an entity now, and if you agree with this entity, then you need to invest in this entity. Let's talk money. Money's a tool, and that's all it is, an extension of yourself. And if our heart's good, our mind's good, our spirit is good, we will use that tool to drive it forward for all our mob, but also for Queensland as a state, black and white.
100%. And yeah, we'll work in partnership with the state government, and I've no doubt that, you know, they understand the importance of it and understand that investment is required. And we'll definitely get there with all of that.
Fantastic. So they say there's light at the end of the tunnel, brother. Bright future.
100% bright future. Yeah.
They reckon there's no light down the end of the tunnel. Go down there, light the buggy yourself.
That's it.
And the First Nation media in the state have done that by the launch, brother.
100%.
Brother, look, deadly to catch up with you as always. Thank you for allowing us to be here in your studios here at NERS, but Beamer in the building, Beamer. Thank you very much, brother. You're doing a fantastic job. And big shout out to your deadly team. And look, we're going to all catch up and have a bite and have a cup and have a yarn later on, my brother.
Thanks for having me on Talk Black, one of the best shows going around the country.
Sorry, so just repeat that and speak slowly and a lot louder there, brother. That was the program, brother, and love delivering it, love driving it. And thank you for your support and the work that you do for us too, brother.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right, fantastic. So there it is. That's a deadly yarn there with the man himself. That's Jai Lawson, CEO of Beamer, and also one of the directors of the Queensland First Nation Media Coalition, which was launched last night here at Parliament House here in Brisbane. And look, it's great to be here at the NERS office. Look, stay tuned. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with a few of the staff that I was going to say sitting around, that are working hard here. And going to have a yarn with them mob and catch up, talk about lunch and who's buying lunch very soon. But stay tuned, your daily program here, National Talk Black. Too deadly, mob.
Came into my head was a little tune about all you bama just dancing and having some fun, and it goes something like, hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound, and it goes something like, hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, I say hey.
Yeah, to Delhi, my welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, and come to you live here from the News Office, National News Radio Service. And Delhi B here, a bit cool, Murray Walker in here with wool and G-string. I don't know, cold down here in Brisbane, but great to be here, and love delivering this fantastic program. Big shout out there to the News team in helping us deliver this fantastic program across the nation, and does every week, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Queensland time, Murray time. And we're here in the with the heartbeats for NERS. Yeah, so I'm going to catch up yarn now with Adam Evans, news director here with NERS, and we're going to catch up yarn also. Or come to join us, or the boss herself. Shut up. Come join. Let me get this mic in you there. A very good morning to you both. Hello. How are you all?
You don't trust?
I'm good, there? Thank you.
Yes,
my Murray sister. From the Curry. Murray, good to see you in the flesh.
I remember the first time.
KD.
The first time I heard you say Murray from the Curry, I thought you were like half Murray, half Indian or something.
Clonk Curry, no. Yeah, Murray Curry, yeah. Too deadly. We'll start with the boss lady, Karen Durant. How are you, my sister?
I'm good, thank you.
So who your mob were you from?
So my mob, Wakadagam from Mubiak Island, and also from my father's line, Miriam ties as well, and then still sticking with father's line, we got Wuthathi too.
All right.
So, yeah.
Good footprints.
Good footprints, yeah. Cover all, make sure we cover all of, you know, far north Queensland. But, yeah, no, been living on Yagara Jagara country since...
Back when you came back from Nam.
1997.
Yeah, shut up. Nam's a coffee shop down in the Brisbane River. Yeah, fantastic. My sister, so your position here at NERS?
General manager.
General manager,
yes.
GM, there you. So yes. That means you're Adam Evans' boss. He's looking at me too, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
He's sweating bullets, look.
Too deadly. So with that, Karen, how long have you been holding that reins?
Well, I started sort of in late 2000 and was it 18 or 19? And acting, taking over from Chris Graham then.
Don't act,
yes,
but you're
yes.
acting. Yep.
Yes.
Acting, you got the role.
I guess became official, at the beginning of this year.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
It's been fantastic being in the role in the last, I'd say 24 months. Got a great little crew here and, trying to do the best that we can with the resources that we have to continue providing the service, like for stations like BBM. To obviously access the new service that we provide and also the platform, our satellite distribution. Yes, so so MOB in WA, Northern Territory, Victoria,
Tasmania,
New South Wales, Tasmania can listen to you, yes.
Yeah, exactly, So fantastic tool, and it is about a team effort, and the old phrase, teamwork makes a dream work, and the dream is alive here in First Nation Media.
Yes, for a Friday too.
For Friday too, yeah, that's right. Good football on tonight. Look, fantastic, my sister. Over here, Adam Evans, news director. So how long you been wearing that hat for, brother?
A couple of years with that hat, I guess. I've been here for about 7 years now, so...
Okay, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it came from...
Through my years long service, brother.
Oh, getting there.
Yeah, good. Enjoy that journey.
Denied.
Denied.
No way.
We're keeping strong people here. You ain't going nowhere, brother. And 7 years just shows that you are enjoying the journey and part of this fantastic team.
Media in general now, like, I know since I've been in it, I can't, imagine doing anything else now. That's, I don't know. We all like talking and,
We don't mind
Adam especially.
Yeah.
Sometimes can't shush him up.
Yeah, hey, I'm the host. Settle down, brother. Where you going? Roll road the show. So what did you do before this then, brother?
I was at NITV for NITV News, and I used to do camera work and editing there and, pretty much go out and film for the day and then
saw the light come to radio.
I think he still actually misses TV because we were both in Converge last week at Lismore for First Nations Media Australia because NERS is a member org, and he was talking about his days working.
Reminiscing.
Telling about his days at Bachelor College as well when he was earning his wings and got to do a fair bit of travel.
Sure. I didn't ask, brother, who your mob were you from?
Cooma Country, west of here. We're in Brisbane, so it's you know, going when you go out towards St George and you start hitting red dirt. That's our country.
You desert rat like me, Paul Curry Murray.
Yeah, yeah, it's a well, bushy desert, not Simpson Desert sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a red dirt country out there, and
same colour as his jumper.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah. Red.
But, my family's also been in Brisbane for quite a while too, so, you know, pretty much grown up here, and then I guess I go out there and whenever I can and see the place, and yeah, but yeah. Brisbane's definitely home too.
Fantastic. Katie, with your manager's hat with NERS, but you were part of Beamer as well before NERS.
Yes,
right?
Long time. Yeah, so what's the name? I was at Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. This is when Bossman was still there, Tiger Bales. What's the name? I remember I left, 2007 from the ABC after 20 years with them there. Mm. And, you know, I just walked into the office and said, oh, you know, I was just looking for a little bit of part-time work if you had any thing. And he said, oh, you can start Monday. And so, you know, and I think that's a similar story, you know, you just sort of, and it's great when we have our own Indigenous media can employ people straight off the bat, particularly when they come with a bit of experience behind them. So, yeah. So,
but if not, this training program organisation, AAA,
absolutely
get the experience.
Well, that was one of the things we were talking about down to Converge there is, you know, with black media, you end up, you know, having people trained up and they move on to somewhere like ABC or SBS, but then you always end up getting people back.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of goes around in a circle and people gain skills and come back and take them somewhere else and gain
Them. Well, it's good to go mainstream and learn the, that side of things, but like I said, nothing beats culture. And then when you're doing your job in that cultural space, your heart is good, your spirit is good.
Oh, yeah.
And the professionalism rises anyway.
I think... you know, for a lot of blackfellas who went to, you know, like the national broadcaster, like the ABC, for some of them it was a culture shock because, you know, it's an entirely different entity to what it might be like. Well, resources-wise, it's certainly far better resource than the Indigenous media sector. But in terms of it's essentially, you know, like a white space. And so Indigenous perspectives get lost. Some crew have experienced racism at the workplace, you know, which isn't a pleasant thing to do in any aspect of
any industry.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I think they're trying to address that, but that's, I think, you know, if there are any young fellas thinking about a career with the ABC, they need to consider these things. And I think that was one of the strong points that also came out. Mm. I mean, you know.
But other mainstream radio stations and TV networks as well.
Yes, yeah, obviously,
across the board, all industries.
Yes, you know.
The country we live in.
But yeah. It's just something, I guess, to be mindful of if you're a young person starting out in a career and that offer comes from a mainstream org.
Yeah.
Just think about, well, you know, how you would feel. Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, just be mindful that that's what you might experience and make sure that you've got some sort of self-care or some kind of strategy in place or what to deal with it.
Or crocodile skin.
Yeah, crocodile skin, or at least know what your rights are as an employee so that if you do experience, you know how to, you know, that there is a process, internal process.
Exactly. And that's why when you look at AAA training and what we do is in First Nation media in this country, it's a good a platform to build your career path upon, you know what I mean? And then... when you become a fantastic journo as such, you know, then you can go on to other things. You're a black person, but you're a journo, a professional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, you know? In all the years that I was at the ABC, I didn't actually receive any qualifications. When I came to Beamer, I received qualifications.
Yeah,
so
go.
I got my Certificate 3 and Certificate 4 in, you know, broadcasting radio as it was then. Now I think it's screen media. So, yeah, no, it's been a really, really, really good journey, you know, for me, and to then sort of be where I am now.
And then
you've done the runs on the boards, you know what I mean?
The runs on the board, and then we pass, we are further down the track than other young brothers and sisters when they come to the table, and we can tell them where the potholes are, so to speak.
Yes.
On that journey, you know what I mean? So that's what experience brings to the table for our young ones as we train them. Like I said, we need more black successes, but not only on the football field.
Yeah. But you know, hearing you having a yarn with Jai too, just before about the creation of this new peak body, I mean, that's an excellent development in this state, you know, because we are, as media organisations, sometimes we're in isolation, you know. And
floating out there in the middle of the ocean with no sail, no motor, no oar.
Or,
we subby that, woman, you subby?
Up that proverbial creek.
Yeah, there you go. Iceberg straight ahead. No, two little beautiful yarn there. And KD, Karen, thank you for having us here at the Nurse Studio.
Hey, look, this gets a workout now and then, which is great.
Yeah, true.
Otherwise, it's just sitting down here. Gets a workout, obviously, when the AFL is on.
Yes.
So anytime you're down in Brisbane, brother, love to have you in here doing your show from here.
See, Murray open invitation. Invited. There it is, Murray been invited. Dan, your shout for lunch. Dan Rennie, you listening, brother? Adam, so thank you very much for your yarn, my brother. Yeah. So 7 years, 3 more years for long service. Hang in there, my brother. Hang in there in the sense of, like, we don't want you to go anywhere. Karen pointing the finger at you, so you need to stay with this team for at least another 3 years. And there is, you heard it there, boss lady. He's still.
I'll get a recording of it now.
It's here, done now.
Yes.
Just go to your logger. To Dan, all right, Katie, we'll talk soon, darling. My brother, small thank you for your small yawar. Thank you for your yarn there, my brother. And look, we'll talk soon. All the best, eh? Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. With those deadly people there, that's Karen Durante. She's the manager of NERS, National News Radio Service. And Adam Evans, he's the news director. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Got about 9 minutes left on the program. Stay tuned. Try and catch up with some other deadly staff here at NERS. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And like I said, live here at the First Nation radio station of NERS, National News Radio Service, which is at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association building here at Brisbane. Beautiful Brisbane. Big shout out to Mob. Happy well. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, too deadly. To Deadly, welcome back to your daily program. Yeah, it is National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Just that beautiful track there, Jessica Mowboy, To the End of the Earth. Big shout out my sister, hope you're well. And this daily program is coming live from NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service, head office here in Brisbane, Beamer Building, Brisbane's Indigenous Media Association. Trendy Trev down here with the BBM crew and chairperson, Gujul, my brother. That's Uncle ZZ Formal. And also Jackie, Station Manager, BBM, down here for that launch, that beautiful launch, Queensland First Nation Media Coalition launch at the Brisbane Parliament House, Queensland State Parliament House, last night with the MP, Mr. Craig Crawford, who delivered that launch. And look, a fantastic gathering, and look, a fantastic vehicle for black media for moving forward into the future. A tiger with teeth, you could say. A tiger partner, punt, beautiful man. Uncle Tiger Bales with us in spirit and in the building that he was a strong part of the foundation of this fantastic building and First Nation media across this country. So, Uncle Tiger, feel your spirit, my brother, and mini me here doing the show here, National Talk Black. And fantastic to be doing the show here at NERS. And deadly yarn earlier with Dan Rennie, the Beamer station manager, also Jai Lawton, CEO of Beamer, and also he's one of the directors of the Queensland First Nation Media Coalition, and had a deadly chat there with KD, Karen Durante, the manager of NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and a deadly crew member there, Adam Evans, news director. So deadly yarn, Jim Mob, and thank you very much for your company. Murray going to sign off here. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules and do what you need to do. Keep your mob safe, your deadly mob. But thank you for being you. And we'll be yarning very soon back in the hot seat again next week with that deadly program, National Talk Black. To deadly.